You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I know for a fact, because it became legendary on the show, that Jeremy's first date with Nicole was using a coupon at a Bennigan's.
That's right. I got the buffalo chicken sandwich. Very tasty. It was a buy one, get one free coupon, if I recall. Buy one,
and I'm still
get one
sad
free.
That place closed down, because you guys can't really go to celebrate every year now.
No, I mean, that building is still standing. It's a Mexican food restaurant now. I guess we could still go in there. And
you could pop in, yeah. It's
the same
location.
Building.
It's not the menu.
Yeah, we need to do that at some point.
You should go. You guys, haven't you been together 20 years now?
Yeah, 20 years, so.
So you should go, a little 20th.
That's
go get some
cute
enchiladas, man.
Nothing wrong with that. Wrong with that.
So my first date with Gretch was a bar.
All right.
So you're surprised. Irish Slattery's down at the Tech Center.
Oh, yeah. I like Slattery's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, they went out and surveyed a bunch of people, and they wanted to find the worst places you could go for a first date. I'm sniffing out a future Mindbender Club poll question here, too. Just to find out, because this is kind of funny. And thank goodness people have finally come to their senses. They picked going to the movies as the worst place for a first date. Still, only 20% chose it. That was enough for number one, but that should be 99.9%.
Yeah, I mean, it's just general common sense with that one. You don't get to know the person. You're just sitting there, you know?
But apparently it's not, because only 20% said that.
Weird.
Yeah, you don't want to just sit in the dark, stare at a screen.
No,
go get to know each other. They picked some fast food joints also. What do you feel about that?
I like that actually. Yeah, number two was a big name one. But, you know, I kind of like that. I think there's a cute factor to that, you know, rolling into a McDonald's or a Burger King, Wendy's, whatever. You sit down and you have a little meal together in the actual place. I think that's cute.
There is something kind of charming about it, isn't there?
Get yourself a little milkshake or a Frosty. And
oh, yeah.
You know, like do like the total opposite of going to a fancy romantic dinner and be like, let's go to Mickey D's.
I'll tell you what. If I pick somebody up for a first date, I was going to meet them. Let's say I was going to meet them somewhere first date. And they said, you know, Dom, what do you think about going and getting some crinkle cut fries at Del Taco?
Yeah, I'm in.
I might bring a ring to that first date.
Yeah. I do like that.
Just you are the one.
I like it.
You're the one. Staying home was third.
Nah, lame.
Going to a parent's house. Didn't you take Nicole to meet your mom on the first date?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I believe.
Second date?
I believe my mom knew her, because we were friends beforehand, so yeah, there wasn't anything like that.
Here's some funny ones on this list, Jer. Some people put swimming.
Swimming? That's
the
strange.
Worst first date you can do is to go swimming.
Cannonball!
Yeah, I guess it's supposed, like,
Marco!
If you're up in the, like, Glenwood Springs area and you want to go to the hot springs.
That's different, though, than just wandering into the rec center to go, you know, swimming together.
I don't know. There's something weird about your first date popping up in a swimsuit or whatever.
God, I got to tell you the story really quick about the rec center last night. I was out at the View House last night for a station event, and Reed had a basketball game last night, and it was at a rec center. I won't name the rec center, but Nick Nack had to take him. And she said when they walked in the front door, people were like, watch out, watch where you're stepping, careful, easy, watch out. Somehow there was human feces all over the floor of the rec center from like the entryway, like you could follow it to the locker.
Like Hansel and Gretel leaving little
it was a little nugget trail all the way back to like the locker room. She's like, it's a good thing you didn't go last night, she said, because you would have turned around and went and sat in the car. But somebody, was some sort of incident. And
emergency.
There was poo, and you could tell it had been stepped in a couple times. Like, whoa.
And there sure wasn't doggy
anyway,
doo.
No, it had the.
It was human.
It was human, it looked like. So, yeah. So, anyway, sorry to sidetrack us with that. But
no, I like that story.
Speaking of rec centers.
My question is, I mean, do you think it was an accident or do you think it was intentional?
I don't know. Because it very well could have been somebody who's just into doing that, you know.
If it's intentional, there's a story there.
Yes,
that
there
I got
is.
To hear.
Yeah,
maybe they do that in a lot of places.
What's that person's deal, you know?
The
and who gets to pick that up? Those poor kids there that work at the rec center.
Maybe there's a poo bandit who goes around and just drops little trinkets.
So gross. Anyway.
2% of people said the worst place to go for a first date was a funeral.
Well, yes. Yes. I guess.
Hold on. I'm chewing on that one a little bit.
I mean, depends on how close you were with the deceased, I guess. I don't know about that.
Now, here's a possibility, because I'm trying to think of how this could work. What if you're like a group of friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody passes. May they rest.
Yep.
And you have always been interested in that one person in the group, but you know, on a romantic basis. So you say, what if we just go together to the funeral, and then afterwards we can go get a bite to eat or something like that? Technically, that's your first date.
It would be, and you have a pretty cool story if it
does. You got a great story.
Stick, and you get this long-term relationship out of it. Hey, we went to a funeral on our first date. Okay, I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
You know, somebody died, but our love came alive.
Oh, my God, you guys.
So you put that on a T-shirt?
I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore.